Okay, so today's daf Kuf Yud Tes. We're on the bottom of Kuf Yud Ches. It's like three, four lines from the bottom, three lines. Amalei Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Bered the Rava. So we're talking, I guess, talking about different Amoraim. We're saying that they should have the schar of somebody who does certain mitzvos. Amalei Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Bered the Rava. Rav Yosef says to Rav Yosef, the son of Rabba, Avuch, your father, meaning Rabba, B'mai Zoyer Tvei, which with which mitzvah was he more careful to perform? Amalei, B'tzitzis, he was more careful with tzitzis as opposed to, I guess that was his most, he was very careful about that. Yom Echad, as a proof, Yom Echad, Habakasolik B'darga, one day he was going up some steps, Ifsik Lechuta, and one of the strings of his tzitzis ripped, V'lo Nichus V'asa Kama D'lo Ramye, and he didn't come down or move so long until he was able to fix the tzitzis. When he wouldn't move without the kasha tzitzis. I'm bothered by this because what does it have anything to do with moving tzitzis? Tzitzis is, even if you're not moving and you're wearing a four-cornered garment, you're supposed to be wearing the tzitzis. If the string ripped, then he should be taking off the cloak. He shouldn't be just not moving. I don't know. Vamra Abaye. Abaye says, oh, he quotes over here. Quotes either from Yosef Engel. Yeah, what's the difference? It's the same question. What's the difference? Both of them, you have to, what's the big difference? It would be a big deal. Whether you're standing still or not standing still when it comes to tzitzis, you have to fix them. Okay. Bama Rabaye, Tese Li, I should have my schus, I should be amongst those, the chichazinat sobe rabbanon, the sholem mesechta, that when I see a Talmud Chacham, a young Talmud Chacham who finishes a mesechta, avina yom tov l'rabbanon. I make a yom tov for everybody, for the Talmidim, for Rosh Yeshiva, make a siyum, idea of making a siyum. Amar Rabba says, Tesi Li, I should get schar, dichi asat sobe rabbanon lekame l'dina, and these I don't get. When a young Talmud Chacham comes to me l'din, lo mizigno reishe abesadia, I don't put my head on the pillow, kamud lo mapkine bizchusei, until I find zchus for him. Why is that a good thing? He's supposed to judge everybody favorably. And the next one also, Amar Mabar Rashi, pesun, at least he admits it, pesunali l'tzurbe l'banu l'dina, I am puzzled from judging any other young Talmud Chachamim as a judge. My time, why? The chaviv like gufai, because I love them like myself. The ain adam roach chovel atzma. A person will never see anything wrong in himself, so therefore I can't judge the young Talmid Chachamim. So at least my Rav Ashi admitted it. But Rav is telling me, I don't understand why that's a good thing. Rav is telling me that sounds like what he's saying is that he's going to do anything he can to make sure that the Talmud Chacham wins. Rav Chanina me'atef v'ka'apanye d'malay d'shabsos. Now we're talking about how the different Amorayim were mekabel Shabbos. So Rav Chanina would wrap himself with beautiful clothing in Erev Shabbos, va'amar, and he would say he was Talmidim, bo'u ve'netze likra Shabbos Malka. Let's go out and welcome the Shabbos Malka, like a king, like a person goes out to welcome the king. Rav Yane lovish bani malav Shabbos. Rav Yane would wear beautiful clothing for Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, va'amar, and he would say, bo'u ichala, bo'u ichala. He would go out, and he would stay, I guess he would stay still and say, let the Shabbos Kala come to us. Let the Shabbos Kala come to us, and that's how we go out. That's, I guess, the beginnings of Lechado, the idea of Kabbalah Shabbos, to go out and to welcome Shabbos coming in. So Raya of Salvation always has a point to try to explain what's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. He says that Yontif is the idea of Simcha. Simcha is always Bifnei Hashem. So Yontif is where we go to Hashem. We go to the base of Hamikdash. We're going towards Hashem. Shabbos is Hashem coming to us. So Shabbos, Hashem coming to us, so we're welcoming Hashem into our house. That's why we say Kabbalah Shabbos, Bo Yichala is coming to our house. That explains the minhag, at least the minhag Ashkenaz, not to say Lichadodi or Kabbalah Shabbos when it comes to Yontif, or even when Yontif falls on Shabbos, because the idea is that it's Yontif, you're going out, you're not welcoming in. That's why they don't say Lichadodi or Kabbalah Shabbos. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Ikol Lebei Rabba Bar Rav Nachman. Rabba Rav Huna was invited to the house of Rabba Bar Nachman. Kirvele Tlas Save Tehuye. They brought him this dish of some wafers that are with oil. Amar Lahu, so he said to the people of the house, Mi havi adurus diaseni. So nice of you. How'd you know I was coming? I was a surprise guest. How do I know that I was coming, that you had all the stuff? I guess he wasn't married to some of our wives who always have stuff prepared for guests to come. So, but he said, Amar Lahu, we didn't prepare it for you. Right? He says, Mi adifa lemine. Are you any better than the Shabbos? We prepared it for Shabbos, and that's why you happen to be here. So you know better than Shabbos. That's why we prepared it. So, wait, let's see if Nick is around. No, okay. Rav Abba Zavam Betleisar istare pshite bisra mitleso tabache. Rav Abba would purchase with 13 dinars, 13 from 13 different butchers, different meat, in order to test which one was the best. He would try to taste it in advance, right? To at sinora the dasha, and he would then give the meat to his, to, I guess, his cooks who would prepare it, v'amalu, and he would tell them, ashur haya, you know, cook it ready so I can taste it, so I can know which one, I guess, which one is the best. I think, I guess, because maybe because I'm coming, come back with another meat. Remember the idea of Tom Shabbos, you know, to taste a little bit beforehand. Rabbi Avo Habayase Ataka Deshina. He was sitting on a chair that was, I don't know, it was a very fancy chair. I don't know how he translates it. Umoshif Nura. And he himself, even though he was sitting on his fancy chair, he himself would just light the fire in order to cook on Shabbos. I mean, the idea of doing something yourself on Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. Rav Anan Lovish Gunda. He would put on black clothing, meaning he would put on black clothing to cook, to show that he's putting on, he was getting himself dirty to get ready for Shabbos, and as came Shabbos, he would change. They turned the Beit Rabbi Shmuel, they learned the Beit Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Begodim Shabishol Behen Kadei L'Rabbo, the clothing that you cook the pot for your Rebbe, Al Yimzog Behen Kos L'Rabbo. That should be the cup the clothing that you use when you're at the meal and you're actually pouring the wine for the Rebbe. And Safra Machlek Reisha, the same Gemara thing at the beginning of the second period of Kedushim. Safra would, I guess he would singe the hair on the animal and cover Shabbos. Rava Malach Shibuta, he would salt the fish. Rav Huna Malik Shrage, he would light the candles. Rav Papa Gadil Petilisa, he would, I guess, prepare the wicks. Rav Chizda Paris Silka, he would cut up the vegetable that's called Silka, all this to cover Shabbos. Rabbi Rav Yosef Matzli Tzibi, they would cut the firewood. Rabbi Zera Mitzate Tzatute, he would light the fire. Right? Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Mikate V'Ayel Mikate V'Nafek. What he would do is he would carry the stuff in and out of his house on Shabbos. Right? That's exactly what it says. Seems here that he would put on his shoulders the heavy kalim and the bug and the clothing, and he would bring them into his house, and he would take certain things out of his house that are, I guess, ready for Shabbos, just like a person prepares for when his Rebbe comes, he would prepare the house, he'd clean the house for Shabbos. Amar, because he would say, Ilu Mikloin Li, Rabbi Ami Ravasi, right, if Rabbi Ami Ravasi were coming to my house, Milo Mikatfi Kamaya, would he also not clean up the house to make sure it was all prepared for Shabbos? The Ikadami, and some say that it was Rabbi Ami Ravasi, they were the ones, Mikatfi Va'ayla Mikatfi Vinafki, they would bring things in, bring things out, and they would say, Amri Ilu Ikle Rabbi Yochanan, and then they would say, of course we do it for Shabbos, because if Rabbi Yochanan would come, would we not do this? Kilo Machpin Kamei, so of course we're going to do it for Shabbos. Yosef Moker Shabbos, this is a famous Gemara, all our kids know this, Yosef was the one who was Mechabit Shabbos. Havahu Nachri B'Shivusei, there was this one guy in his neighborhood, David Nefishin Nechisei Tuva, he had a lot of Nechasim, was very wealthy. Amrle Kalda'ei, so the Chaldeans, some sort of sorcerer, people who looked in the stars, right, they said to him, to this guy, Kulu Nichse, all your Nechasim, Yosef Moker Shabbos Achilehu. Yosef Moker Shabbos is going to eat them up. He's going to get all of your Nechasim. So he got nervous. Azul Zabini Kulu Nichse, he went and he sold all of his Nechasim. Zabin Bahu Marganisan, he bought himself with all the funds a very, very precious stone, right, he consolidated his assets into one. Osve Besaine, and he tied it and he sewed it or stitched it into one of the hats that he wore, some fancy hat, a fancy hat made of gold, right? I guess it was bedazzled with all the jewelry. He put this in there. Bahadi de Kaabu Mabra, on the time he was borking over a bridge, Aparke Zika, wind came, Shadi Bimaya, blew the hat into the water, or blew the stone into the water. Bali Kavre, a big fish came and ate and swallowed the jewel. So one of the fishermen brought it out to the shuk on Shabbos. I guess he caught the fish and he brought it to the shuk, but it's late on Shabbos. Amri, and they said, Man Zavik Yashta, who's going to buy his fish right now? And the problem with the fish is that they don't have refrigeration. It's not bought now and cooked. It's ruined. So they were concerned they're going to lose their investment. Who's going to buy the fish? Who's going to buy the fish right now? Amr, my Zavik Yashta, Amri lose. I said to them, no, Zilu, I'm too ill. The Gabi Yosef Mokashabi, the Rug of the Zavik. Go to this guy, Yosef Mokashabi, he's Mechabit Shabbos. He'll buy it. It's a beautiful fish. He'll buy it even now. Amtuya Nahale, they brought it to him, Zavane, and he bought it. Kare opened it up, Ashkach Bey Marginisa. He opened it up and he found the precious stone. Zavne seems to him, Betleser Ilse Dinere de Dahava. he sold it and received in return like 13 attics full of gold. Some say that it's a guzma. He got a lot of money. He got a lot of money for it. So Pagge Ahu Saba, so this one elderly man bumped into Yosef. Amar, he says to Yosef, Man di Yosef Shabta Pari Shabta. Whoever lends out for Shabbos, whoever, you know, spends out the money for Shabbos, gets repaid for Shabbos. Doesn't matter how much money you spend in Gourmet Galat on Friday afternoon, or Friday morning, we saw the other day, if you go Friday morning, you're going to get repaid, you don't lose anything out from spending on Shabbos. The Baimine Rebbe came and asked me, Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yossi. He says, Ashirin Sheva Eretz Yisrael, B'mayim Zokin. Zokin, why are the wealthy people in Eretz Yisrael Zokin to be wealthy? Amarle, he said, B'shvil Shem Asrin, because they can do Meiser. They get the Schar of Meiser. The Pasuk says, Shenema Aser to Aser, right? You should surely tithe. Right, aser, you tithe, b'shviyoshet et aser. By doing so, you become rich. So since they have the mitzvah of maaser, we say that when it comes to maaser k'safim, they have the same idea. But since they had the idea of maaser, they become wealthy. Shebevavel b'mayim zochin. Why are they zochin to be wealthy in Bavel? Amar le, b'shviyoshet mechadnas the Torah. Because they honor the Torah. B'shebashar artzos, and on the other lands, I guess, where they don't learn as much as Bavel, b'mayim zochin. Why are they zochin for wealth? Amar le, b'shviyoshet mechadnas the Shabbos. Because they honor and glorify the Shabbos. Dar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said, Pamachas nesarchi etzel bal bayis bilutkio. I was once a guest in the house of somebody lutkio. Behei lufanav shulchan shel zahav. Crazy. They brought before him a table full of gold. Masoi shisha aser bnei adam. It took 16 people to carry it. V'sheish esrei shal shalos shel kesef kavosbo. There are 16 golden chains. Uka'aros v'kosos v'kitonios v'tsluchios kavosbo. They had plates and cups and everything filled with that was gold. V'alav kol minei macha v'kol minei megadim. They had all these types of food, all these different types of beautiful fruits, ubisamim and senses, ukishaminichun also, and they would put it on the table before the balabais, before the suda. They would say, Omrim Hashem Aretz Malo, everything belongs to Hashem, ukim shalkin also, and when they would pull it out, they would say, Omrim Hashemayim, Shemayim Hashem, v'yaras the son of Nei Adam, which actually in Umar and Brachos is one of the sources for Bracha Rishona, but they said after the meal. So Marti Lo, I said to this balabais, Bini, my son, what were you zocher to such amazing wealth? Originally, I was just a butcher. When we call behema shahaisa na'a, and every beautiful animal that came before me, amarti zoti el Shabbos. This is what I will use for Shabbos. And then I got another beautiful one. I would say, no, this is what I'll use for Shabbos. Amarti lo, I said to him, ashrecha shezachisa, praise the person that you were zocher, ubaruch hamakom, bless Hashem shezachicha l'kach, that you were zocher to get all this wealth because you were mechabit Shabbos. Question that will be down is that there is a machlokas, it's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how you're supposed to prepare for Shabbos. Right? Beis Shammai says, throughout the week, whenever you take something, say, oh, this is for Shabbos. And if I find something nicer, I say, oh, this is for Shabbos. But Beis Hillel, that's how Beis Shammai would do it. But that's against Beis Hillel, what would he do? Beis Hillel would say that everything would be Shem Shemayim, and he would say he would know that something would come for Shabbos. He would wait for something later on in the week to prepare for Shabbos. So this person acted like Beis Shammai. I mean, throughout Shas, acting like Beis Shammai is like the worst thing possible. So how is this person being Zocha if he's doing to prepare for Shabbos like Beis Shammai? I don't have an answer. I'm just raising it. Amar lo kesel Rav Shua ben Chananya to Caesar, or not necessarily Caesar, I mean the governor, or somebody said to Rav Shua ben Chananya, "Ipnei tashel shel Shabbos reicho nodef." Why is the smell of the dishes that you make for Shabbos such a beautiful, beautiful smell? Amar lo, like reminds me of Uncle Moshe's song. Amar lo, "Tavan echa yesh lanu." We have a certain ingredient, the Shabbos shemo. It's the Shabbos itself. The Shabbos itself causes the dish to be so delicious. Sha'anu matilu l'socho. We put the Shabbos itself into the dish, the reichel nodef, and that causes the smell to go out. Amar lo, so the case is matim. Tain lanu amenu, give me some of it. I want to go to the machlan Yehuda and buy them the spice and to put it in. So amar lo, Rishu says matim. No, you can't have it. It only comes to those kol mishamers the Shabbos molo. Only those who keep Shabbos that the tafshil that's tavlin the spice works for them. Mishainu mishamers Shabbos. If you're not shomer Shabbos, then you don't get this special smell, the special spice for Shabbos. Okay. Amalei Reish Galusa l'Rav Hamnuna. So Reish Galusa says to Rav Hamnuna, Ma'idik Siv, when the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, it says, V'karas l'Shabbos Oneg, and it says, L'kadosh Hashem Michubad, right, to honor Hashem Michubad. Amalei, so he says back to him, Rav Hamnuna says back to him, Zeh Yom Kippurim. Right, the Pasuk says, V'karas l'Shabbos Oneg, so that's talking about Shabbos. Then it says, L'kadosh Hashem Michubad, the day is holy, you have to honor. So he says that's discussed. Since the first part of the pasuk is talking about Shabbos, this next part of the pasuk is discussed in Yom Kippur. It's talking about Yom Kippur. She'ein bo lo achil lo shusia. You can't eat, you can't drink. So how are you mechaved Yom Kippur? So Amar Torah kabdeyu miksus nikiya. wear beautiful, nice clothing on Yom Kippur, so that because you can't eat. The Gemara says, the continuation of the pasuk after that, it says Karashel Shabbos Oneg, which we said was Shabbos. Then we said the Kadosh Shem Mechubad, and then it says afterwards V'chibadito Me'asos Drachecha. You will honor it from not doing your items. V'chibadito. What does that mean? Rab Amar Lahaktim. You should make the Suda of Shabbos earlier than you would normally make the Suda during the week. So you should be able, so that you should honor Shabbos that way. Shmuel Amar La'achar. Shmuel said, no, you should make the suit a little later than you would normally have it during the week, because then you're eating for Te'avon, and you have this, you know, you really want the Shabbos meal. Amrulei b'nei Rapapa v'rabal Rapapa. So the children of Rapapa said to their father Rapapa, now remember in other places in Shas, Rapapa was known as a balbasser, who was a heavy guy. Now this here is going to make sense. Kigon Anan, like us, that we eat nice, good meat and drink wine at every meal, every day. Now you know where Papa was a heavy guy. So he says, right, but my nishne, how do we change our meal? So Amar lo, hey, luhu. So he says to them, right, you don't have to change meal for what you eat. Irid gulusalak dume, if you normally make it earlier, achruhua, make the meal later. Irid gulusalakhruhua, if you normally make the meal late, then akdumuha, make it early. Okay, Rav Sheshes, who remember is a blind. Rav Sheshes points out he was a Saginar, he was blind, right? So Bikaita in the summer, most of the Hulu Rabban Hecha de Maitri Shimsha, he would sit the Talmid Chacham in Erev Shabbos to teach them in an area where the sun would end up beating down them, so that he didn't know what the time. So, but he knew when the sun would come, they would get hot and they would all leave to be Makabel Shabbos. Besisva, I guess in the fall or in the winter, most of the Rabban Hecha de Maitri Tula, he would put them in a place where it would get chilly, put them in the shade. Ki Hechi de Lekumu Havi, that the Talmidim would get up quickly from the pain of the difficulty of the sun or the shade, and they wouldn't delay their meal. Okay, Rabbi Zera Mahadar Azuze Dirabanan, he would go to all the Chavrusas on Erev Shabbos, V'amalu, and tell them, B'matusa minaycho lo tichalanune, I guess I please from them, that go and deal with Onik Shabbos, and don't be mechalel your own, you know, what you need for Shabbos by sitting and learning. There's a time for everything. Right now is the time to get to be Chabad Shabbos and not to learn. Right, Amar Rava, I think that's what it meant. Amar Rava, Itim Rashub and Levi, Afilu Yachin Hamispawa be Erev Shabbos, even a Yachin who's davening on Erev Shabbos, Sarich Lomar Vayechulu, needs to say Vayechulu. So I think that means that it talks about and Mariv, not Kiddush. It's Vayechulu. It's interesting. It says even a Yachin, which means it goes, you know, to Mishnah Brura. Huh?
Right. That's a miracle, that a person who says who's by himself,
Vayechulu,
says to somebody else.
Right, so, but the minhag is to say. Right, so he says, "Amar Rav Hanuna, call him Mispala by Erev Shabbos, the Omer Vayechulu, whoever davens on Erev Shabbos and says Vayechulu, Ma'alav Akasakil Nasa Shutaf Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ma'isa Bereishis." It says if he became a partner with Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ma'isa Bereishis. There's a long Be'er Halacha about to discuss this, that they're supposed to do it with two people. Chazanish says, "What are you talking about? It's at night. Eders, there's no Eders at night. You're going to go rush through Shmona Esrei." So Machlok is about this, but I think it comes from here. So how do you know to become a partner with Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Shenemar, the pasuk says Vayechulu. Right, Vayechulu Shemayim, which means he completed. Al tekri Vayechulu ela Vayechalu, which I think means together we completed. I'm not sure. Amar Rabbi Lazar says Minayin shehadibur kemaisa. How do we know that this dibur of saying it, like saying Vayechulu, equals the maisa of actually doing it? Shenemar b'dvar Hashem Shemayim naasu. But the words of Hashem, the heavens were created, which that means the words of Hashem create. Are like a mice. I don't know what that means, but whatever. We say Vayechulu, we're partners, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nice, it's a nice thought. Amr, here's the Amr Marukva.
They say it twice.
There's a thing to say it three times. You say it in Shmona Esrei, you say it after Shmona Esrei, and you say it when you come home. So there's a.
Which one is
I think it's talking about the what's it's. The, I think
it's.
The
says that it's referring to the one in the Shmona Esrei.
Shmona Esrei. Okay. Here he says it's talking about the one after davening. Okay. Amr, you choose. Your choice. Amar Chizda, Amar Mar Ukva. He says, "Kol Hamispalav Erev Shabbos." Anyone who davens on Erev Shabbos, VaOmer, and he says in his Tefillah, "Vayichulu Shnei Malach Esharis Malavin Lo Adam." Right, Meinichem Yadei Marosh. So the two, taken for granted, the two Malach Esharis who escort him to go home on Leil Shabbos, they put their hands on his head. VaOmer, they say, "V'sarav Anecha V'Chatoschot Tukbar." Your sins should go away, and your sins, your iniquity will be forgiven. Tanya. Right, learn a Reiser of Yosef or Yehuda Omer of Yosef who says Shnei Malachei Hasharis Malavin Ola Adam Erev Shabbos. Two angels escort you home from Shul on Friday night. Right, be based Knesses Lebeso. Echad Tov, Echad Ra. One's a good angel, one's a bad angel. I don't know what that means, a bad angel. No angel's bad. The angel just does his tafkid. But okay. Ukeshebala beso, and when he comes to his house, umatzen erdolak, and he sees the candle lit, the shulchan aruch, and the table set, umitaso mutzas, and the beds are all made. Malach tov omer, the good malach says, hiroshon shnei shabbos acheres kach, it should be this way always. Mitzvah geres ritz, mitzvah, he set the tone, it should always be like this. Umalach ra'on, amen balkarcho, and the evil malach has to bow his head, say amen against his will. The imlav, if it's all not ready, then hamalach ra'omer, hiroshon shnei shabbos acheres kach, it should be like this always, and is the malach tov, on the amen balkarcho, the malach tov says, I mean, to, has to, you know, Bal Karcho. Tosfos just points out, there's a few things over here. Number one, you have to come home and everything should be set. So that's pointed out by a lot of the poskim. If you make early Shabbos, and you make early Shabbos, and your wife hasn't necessarily made Shabbos yet, you don't come home, don't open until she's ready. Make sure that she's ready, set a time or something like that, that you know that everything's going to be ready, that the candles are usually the table set, because otherwise you wouldn't be out of the house. But the candles might not be lit yet. You may not be ready for Shabbos. Make sure you have a time. Tosfos points out, he goes, what does it mean that the table is set? In those days, there was no set table. The table was in the other room. Right? Tosfos says, Vim Tomer, the Rim Barish Avi Psachi, and Vishavin Shimei Vina Shashokhan El Imkin Kiddush. You bring the table after you make Kiddush. He says, oh, so Vish Lomer, the Arachu B'Makom Acher. Yeah, the table was set in the other rooms, but he said, because they always would bring the tables before them, and everyone had their individual table, but he points out, but us, so that's why we set the table. You don't just can't just bring it in. You set the table in advance beforehand, and it's out and ready. Okay. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, "La'olam yisader adam shulchanu be'erev Shabbos." You should always have the table set on Erev Shabbos. The afal pisha enok sarach el gazayis. Have the table set for a big meal, even though technically, theoretically, you only really need to eat a gazayis. Right. Also, you should set your table on Motzei Shabbos. Even though you don't need the Gezayis, the idea of a Malav Malka, you should have a nice table and set for Malav Malka. Right? Chamin b'Motzei Shabbos milugma. If you drink hot warm water and wash with the warm water on Motzei Shabbos, that's a refuah. It's a milugma. I think that means. And pascham b'Motzei Shabbos, hot bread on Motzei Shabbos, also is milugma. It's good for refuah. Rabbi Yovel, that's the mitzvah. Go and get pizza on Motzei Shabbos. Hot bread. Go get pizza. Good. Rabbi Abi. Yeah. Heard it before. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember it. I don't remember seeing it before in the Gemara, but it could be. Okay, Rabbi Yovel. So they would prepare for Rabbi Yovel on the Motzei Shabbos this igla tilta, this third, number three of the egel, machlokas, whether that means a third grown or the third one born from its mother, whatever. It's a nice good steak. And they would prepare the whole thing from a Motzei Shabbos. Have ochel minei kulyosa, and he would only eat the kidneys from it. Ki gadal avimi berei, when Avrimi his son grew up, Amarle, he says to his father, Why are you losing the meat? Meaning, if you chef, again, there's no refrigeration. You chef the animal, you have two choices. Either you have to salt it to preserve it, or you eat it now, otherwise it's not going to get ruined. So why are you chefing the animal, and you're just only eating the kidneys, and you're losing the rest of it? So he says, you're right. He says, Nishbuk kul yosim mali shabasa. Just take the meat that you had from Shabbos, and on Motzei Shabbos, if all you want to eat is the kidneys, eat the kidneys from that on Motzei Shabbos. So Shavkul, he left it over, but Asa Arya Achle, I guess a lion came and ate it. I don't know why. Okay. Meaning that he was being mechabin more, he should have kept with the what he was doing, the cover of Malav Malka.
How wise
waste
so much? He's right. He's a good timer.
Right, so then he did it, and then the lion ate it anyway. I don't know what that means. All right. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, "Kol ha'ona amen yehesh mei rabba b'kol kocho yehesh mei rabba varach." The kol kocho. If you say yehesh mei rabba varach kol kocho, pashah means kol kocho means out loud screaming. Both Rashi and point out kol kocho perish kol kavanoso with all kavana. You don't necessarily have to scream. You have to have all your kavana. But then Tosfos points out that there's he quotes that kol ram. It quotes Ali, the re brings down, there's a psiktasa, which I guess is a medrash. So machlokas, kol kocho means screaming, kol ram, or, I don't know, kol ram doesn't mean screaming, kol ram actually just means out loud. So kol ram, a loud voice, or with all yogi kavana. So if you do that, korin lo gzardino, tears up your, if your gzardin is bad, it tears up the gzardin. Shenema, the pasuk says, befroet peraos b'yisrael b'snadevim im barchus Hashem. Right, so my time of pro peraos, why are the peraos, I guess, torn up? because mishum the baruch Hashem, they blessed Hashem. Rechiv bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi says name Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu yesh bo shemetz shel avodah zara. Even if you have a little bit of shemetz, you have some avodah zara on you, molchen lo, you're forgiven. Ksiv hacha be proa praos. Says here that by saying yesh mirava proa praos. Ksiv hasam. It says by the chayte egel ki paruahu. The am is parua. So the idea of parua parua. So the yesh mirava will offset the avodah zara. Amar yesh lakish. Kol ha'ona amen mikol kolcho. If you say amen either with all your might or with all your kavana, poskin lo shari gan eden. That opens to you the gates of Gan Eden. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Pschu pischu she'arim." Open the gates. We have goit tzaddik shomer emunim. The tzaddik should come in, though that who guards emunim. Altikri shomer emunim ella she'omrim amen. That's a play on the words. My amen. What is the meaning of amen? Pshat means amen means like agree. That's what pshat means. But he says amen means Amar b'chanina kel melech ne'eman. That's what it means. Kel melech ne'eman. And Rosalys points out, "Sarich laharabo b'shasha omer amen." That's a kavana you have to have when you say amen. You say kel melech ne'eman. I was bothered by the fact that, however, if you daven b'yichidus, right? We had that experience recently. If you daven b'yichidus between Bokher Moshe Biava and Shema, you're supposed to say kel melech ne'eman, which is basically the amen. But a lot of people, and a lot of people put down halach, a lot of places that when you're in shul, you're not supposed to say amen between. Some people have the minhag gra, some people have the minhag gru. Always. I got in trouble once in school for doing it. But so you get they say they have the minhag. They don't have the minhag. But why? If you can say kamel neman, which is the same thing as amen, why can't you say amen to the bracha? Why does it make a difference if you're in shul or not in shul? Anyway, it's the horror. Yeah, that's what I'm. No, I have the pizza. I have meat pizza right now. I have it. Okay. Pepperoni pizza. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Berei de Rav Yishmuel, Mishmei de Rav. So Rav Yehuda, he says, Ein hadileka mitsuya el b'makom sheishchil Shabbos. You don't have all these fires to worry about unless there's a place where there's chil Shabbos. And Amar, the post says in Yirmiyo, Im lo sheishmuel elai lekadesh shom Shabbos, if you don't listen to me and you're not mekadesh the day of Shabbos, levot yiseis masar, you still carry things, v'yitseisi, he. Swasti Aish Bisharel, I'll send out a fire in your gates for Akhla Armanos and I'll devour the castles Yerushalayim below Tichbe, it won't go out. You don't keep Shabbos, we'll send there'll be fires. My lo below Sikhbe, what does it mean lo Sikhbe that won't go out? How does that mean? I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Bishash Aim Adam between Mutrabosa. I'll send out the fires during a time when you're not allowed to put it out. It's a Shabbos. Okay. Amar Abaye, Abaye is now gonna have a whole list of things of reasons why Yerushalayim was destroyed. We're just gonna pile one thing on top of the other. Amar Abaye, Lo Chav Yerushalayim El Bishvil Shechil Bos Shabbos. The reason why Yerushalayim was destroyed was because of Machal Shabbos. And Amar the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Umi Shabbos Osai Elimu Einehem. From my Shabbos, they lifted up their eyes. Ba Achal B'Socham. And I guess I was profaned amongst them. I guess it says afterwards, Ve'eshbach Eliza Ami Be'esh. And they were destroyed. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yavol, Lo Chav Yerushalayim El Bishvil Shebitlu Kriya Shema Shachas Arvis. They didn't say Kriya Shema. And Amar the Pasuk says in Yeshaya. Hoy, woe is Mashkime Boker Sheikhar Yodofu. The those who wake up early in the morning and right away they're running after the alcohol. They're going to take a drink right away. Uksiv, it says after that, Vahoya, Kinor, Venevil, Tof, Vichalil, Vyayin, Mishtehem, Vespol Hashem Lo Yabitu. They were going after the partying all the morning and the night and the drinking, and they were so into that, but the Pol Hashem, the work of Hashem, they didn't look at Uksiv, and it says afterwards, Lachain Gola Amin Blidas. And that's why they were Gola. That means in the morning or the night when they woke up, and they were getting ready for bed, instead of focusing on Pol Hashem, which is Kriya Shema, they were focusing on partying. Right? Amar Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna says, Lo Chav Yerushalayim El Shoshu Bitla Batik Nosho Beis Rabbanan. He says, the reason why Yerushalayim was destroyed is because they would no longer taught the young children Torah. Shana Amar, the Pasuk says in Yirmiya, right, it says, Shfoch Al Olal Bachutz. Right, I'll pour out my wrath, Al Olal Bachutz. Ma Tam Shfoch, what's the reason why I poured out my wrath? Mishum the Olal Bachutz, because the Ol of the Tinokos was saying, the Olal is outside. I guess they're not inside learning. No one was embarrassed from each other. I mean, if you're not going to be embarrassed from each other, you're not going to be embarrassed from Hashem. Right? Normally, we're embarrassed to do things in front of our people. We say, oh, halavai, we should be embarrassed in front of Hashem, what we're doing in front of people. Here, they weren't even embarrassed in front of each other. So, of course, they're not going to be embarrassed in front of Hashem. How do we know that? Shnei Amar, the Pasuk says, this is also in Yirmiyo, it says, Hovishu kito eva asu. They did these horrible things. Gam bosh lo yivoshu. They were not embarrassed, and the pasuk continues, Lachain yiplu banoflim. That's why they will fall. Amri of Yitzhak says, Lo charva Yerushalayim el b'shvil shehushu katam v'gadol. Seems to be over here is that they equated They equated old and young, where they equated, you know, people who are higher madrigal with people who are lower madrigal. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vahaya ka'am ka'kohen." The nation became like kohanim. All the nation was with kohanim. Uksiv vasrei. It says after that, "Habok tibok ha'aretz." Right? "Habok tibok ha'aretz." It means the land will become desolate. So it's because they didn't give kavod to the right places. Everyone thought that they knew everything, and that's why that was destroyed. Amr of Amram Breda Rabbi Shimon. The different memories. Amr Rabbi Amram Breda Rabbi Yishim Bar Abba, and that's not even brought down here, right? Bnei the Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, Amr Rabbi Chanina. Will Chavru Yishalayim? Why was it destroyed? El Shalom Bishvil Shalom Huchichu Zedzeh. They didn't give Musa to each other. Shneamar, the pasuk says, "Hayu Sareh Ka'ayalim." The Sareh, the people charged, were like rams. Lo Matsu Mir'eh, right? Ma Ayil Zeh. An aisle is Rosho Shel Zeh besides Navos Shel Zeh. An aisle, when they walk, one aisle's head is in the other person's behind, right? Af Yisrael Shem Osador Kafshu Pnei Mekarka. They buried their heads in the ground. Lo Chichu Zeh B'Zeh. Right? They didn't give Tochacha to each other. Amar Yehuda Lo Chav Yishlaim El She Bizut Vatami Chachamim. Yishlaim was destroyed because they embarrassed or they denigrated Hamid Chachamim. Shene Amar is a pasuk in Divrei Yomim. It says Vayuhu Vayihiyu Mal Ivim B'Malachei Ha'Elo Kim U'Bozim Dvarav U'Mitatim B'Neviyav Ad Alos Hamas Hashem Ba'Amo Ad Eimer Pa. So what does it mean? Ma Ad Le'Eimer Pa Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Kol Ha'Mevazet Tamid Chavim Eino Refuah Melakasa. Whoever is Mevazet Tamid Chavim has no, there's no medicine, there's no refuah for that. I think the pasuk over here says Malachei Elokim is taught. Malachei Elokim is the Tamid Chavim Bozim B'Dvarav, and then they denigrate his words. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, my diksev, what does the pasuk mean when it states in Divrei Yomim? Again, Al Tegu B'Mashichai, or when Yivai Al Tareyu, right, don't touch my Mashichai, and, right, Al Tegu B'Mashichai, Eil Tinokos Beis Rabbanan. That talks about the Tinokos of Beis Rabbanan, or when Yivai Al Tareyu, Eil Tamid Chachamim, so, and being warned, don't do any harm to them. Al Tegu B'Mashichai, don't harm my Tamid, the young Tinokos Beis Rabbanan, and for the Tamid Chachamim, don't cause them any harm. Amar Reish Lakish Mishim Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, he says, Ein Ha'olam Miskayim Ela Bishvil Hevel Tinoko Shabes Rabban. The world is only extant because of the Hevel, which is the heat that comes out from the mouths of the Tinoko Shabes Rabbanim when they learn Torah. Certainly Rapapala Abaye, so Rapapala says to Abaye, wait, only because of their Torah? Right, what are we? We chop liver, didach v'didach mai. What about the hevel of our mouths? What about the Torah that we learn? So Amar Leh, he says it to them, Abai said back to him, Eino doma hevel sheyesh bochet. There's no comparison between our hevel, which is a mouth that has sin, lehevel she'ein bochet, to the hevel that has no sin. It is brought down that it's a kasha though, because titinoko shebeis ronan are mitzuvah of eino mitzuvah of osa. And Abai and Rapapa are Metzuvah Osa. And we know that the schar from Metzuvah Osa is greater than Eina Metzuvah Osa. So why here is it the Eina Metzuvah Osa that causes greater schar than the Metzuvah Osa? Okay.
I just heard
this,
that the yeah. source
making
the party for
Bar Mitzvah,
now he's
Metzuvah Osa. Right, so, but, yeah, that just answers the question. Okay, all right. The Amar Eish Lakish Rishom, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya. Rabbi Shlaka says the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya is not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, it's his grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya. Ein mivatlin tinokos shobeis rabban. We don't stop the learning of the tinokos beis rabban. Afilu lebinyan beis hamidrash. Even if it comes time to build a beis hamidrash, the tinokos shobeis rabbanan, they have to continue learning. Second. Okay. They can't stop. No summer vacation. No camps. Or they go to camp and still learn. But they have to be learning. That's what they are. There are those with the Zilberberg method, some of that. They learn 363 days a year, basically, except for Yom Kippur and Tisha B'av, I think. Right. The Amar.
Erev Pesach.
So they do. But they do on Yom Kippur. Or they do on Tisha B'av.
The
old Tzia. Yeah. There's a bunch of them. Amar Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya. Rabbi Yehuda Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, Kach mikublani me'evosai. This is what I've learned from my fathers. Va'amrili, and some say me'evosecha. I learned it from your fathers. Kol ir she'ein bo tinoko shobeis rabbanon. If you don't have, you know, yeshiva for the young children, machrivin oso. It gets destroyed. Ve'ravina amar machrivin oso. You put it into cheirim. Just interesting point out. The Gilgal Meshas points out when it says for Kach Mekubalani Me Avosai, so the Gilgan Hashas says Ayin Bov Metzia. Look at Tosos Divrei Maskil. The certain Tosos are there. What's he pointing out there? So if you look at the Tosos, there's a machlokes about Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was a bandit, right? He was a question is, was he a bandit always, or was he first learned it, then he left and then came back? So he says maybe that comes over here. He says Kach Mekubalani Me Avosai. Maybe that means what Masorah did Reish Lakish have if he was a bandit? The only person he learned from was Rabbi Yochanan. So according to that meaning, Me'avosai means no. Before he became a robber, he learned. So he has the Kabbalah Me'avosai. But the other one says Me'avosecha. Maybe they hold that Reish Lakish didn't have that. He only became learned afterwards, and the only person he learned from was Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Well, Amar Rabba. Rabba says Lo Chav Yerushalayim El B'Shvil Shapaskim Menu Anshe Amana. Yerushalayim was destroyed because honorable, faithful, honest people were no longer found in Yerushalayim. Shenemar, the pasuk says, I'm going to read the pasukim. Shotetu bechutzos Yerushalayim, go out in the streets of Yerushalayim. Veru na, go out. Udu vakshu b'ruchovosel, go speak in the streets. Im timtzu ish osem mishpat mevakish emuna ve'eslach Hashem. I challenge you, go find somebody who's an ish emuna, and then I'll forgive. So, Eini, is it really true that there were no honest people in Yerushalayim? V'amar Rav Ketina, Rav Ketina says, Afilu b'shash k'shomash Yerushalayim. Even when Yerushalayim was filled of sin, nevertheless, lo paskmi men anshe amana. There were still honest people there. So, there were still honest people. Shenemar, it's shades of, if there were still people like Stom and Avram, he says, lo paskmi men anshe amana. Shenemar, the pasuk says, ki yispos ish b'achiv b'saviv le'mor similar l'kach katzin t'yelanu. So, what's going on here is that people were asking somebody else that you should be in charge. You should be the katzin. You should be the general. You should be in charge. Who are they asking? They're saying divarim, which is divrei Torah, shibnei adam mit katzin b'hen kesimla. That people they wear it. They cover themselves like a skirt, and people try to hide that they learned divrei Torah. Yeshnam b'yodcha. You have in your hands. V'hamach sheila hazos tachas yodecha. It's in your hands. What does that mean? Divarim she'in b'nei adam omdim aleihem. It's things that people don't know so well. Rather, they fall on it. You're a buck in them. They will find these people and say, you know Torah. Cuts in Tielano, you'll be in charge of us. And the pasuk continues, Yisa b'yomahu le'mor, lo eheyeh chovesh, e'ein yisa el l'shon shvua. He says, lo yeh chovesh, I guess, I don't know, he says, that he swears, v'chein omer lo tisa shem Hashem, lo yeh chovesh, lo yeh michol she atzman. I can't do that. I'm not the one to go to the base medrash. In my house there is no bread, there is no simla, there is no Torah. She'im b'yadi lo mikra mishnah v'gemara. So the person's honest. They thought that he had Torah. He's honest in response. I don't. I can't be in charge. I don't know. So he says, umimai. So he says, why do you say that? Dilma shani hasam the amal gemirna amalu amrulei emalon. Because maybe there he's just embarrassed. Because if he says he does know Torah, they're going to say, teach. And he doesn't want to do that. So maybe he's just hiding the fact that he learns. We're saying that he's being honest. Maybe he's not being honest. Maybe he's just hiding the fact. So the Gemara says, "Avdei lemeimer gavur v'shachach." No, he had a better migo. He could have said, "I learned, but I don't know that answer." Right? Umimai lo ayechavosh. The Gemara says, "Umai lo ayechavosh." What does he mean, lo ayechavosh? Klal. I don't know. That he doesn't know at all. That's why he says it. So you see from here that there were honest people in Yerushalayim. People thought that he was learned, and he would say, I'm not learned. So there are honest people in Yerushalayim. There's no lokash, there's lokash, come to the Torah, kame masam matan. There were honest people when it came to their Torah learning, but there were no honest people left when it came to business, and that's why Yerushalayim was destroyed. Stop here by the Mishnah on Kuf Ches. I don't know. I think it's the first base of Midrash. I think it's the first base of Midrash, because we're quoting Psukim from Yirmiyahu, so I think so.